The independent commission probing the September 11th attacks could be headed for a showdown with the White House. The bipartisan panel faces a May deadline to finish its work, but the commission wants more time, and it also wants to question senior administration officials, possibly including Vice President Cheney and President Bush. The head of the 9/11 commission is the former Republican governor of New Jersey, Thomas Kane, who joins us now from his home in New Jersey. Governor, good to talk to you again.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So I know that you've already, your commission has already disclosed some pretty startling findings at hearings. What do you not know?
Well, we just haven't completed the investigation. We've been through a lot as far as how the terrorists got into the country, how they beat airline screening, but we have a lot of more things to do. We have to look at the whole subject of congressional oversight, money laundering, the actual response on that day. There's a whole series of things that Congress and the President have asked us to look at that we are still working on.
When we last spoke a few months ago, you were seeking access to very highly classified intelligence briefings that go to the President and a few other people at the White House. Where does that negotiation stand now?
Well, we've got access now to everything we've asked for. What we're still negotiating is how many people have access to some of those documents, because we're taking... Unlike Congress, which often just gives the committee chairman access to documents, we feel that every commissioner is equal and every commissioner ought to see every document. And we're still negotiating that kind of request. But some commissioners and some staff have seen every document that we've requested.
And now I know you also want to hear from some of the top officials in the country. You're expecting to speak soon to Condoleezza Rice, the National Security Advisor, right?
Yes. Yeah, we already got an interview scheduled with her.
And where do your negotiations stand as far as seeking to interview or get testimony from President Bush and Vice President Cheney?
They're in the early stages. It's both President Bush, Vice President Cheney, and former President Clinton.
And this is an important point, I think, Governor, because I know your commission is seeking more time, seeking to have the investigation go past May, which is your deadline now.
Yep.
Has the White House been cooperative and the administration been cooperative in a timely manner, or have there been delays as you seek information from various parts of the government?
The answer to your question is yes in both cases. I think the White House has been cooperative, but due to the nature of the system, there have been some delays, particularly, again, regarding some of those highly sensitive documents. So how we see those documents and what form we see those documents has been subjected to some fairly lengthy negotiations.
Are you in any situation where you might have to use your subpoena power soon?
Yeah, we're still in negotiations, but we recognize that if negotiations fail, we always have the right of subpoena. We've used it in three cases already, and in those three cases, it's been successful.
Now, regarding the timing issue, some Republicans, Governor, as you know, have expressed concern about the timing because this report is supposed to come out in May. If it slips a few months, it becomes the summer, it becomes October, and you have a potentially damaging report coming out right before an election. Is that a concern of yours?
I understand the concern, but I don't think we in the commission can be, frankly, concerned about politics. Our feeling on the commission, I think pretty unanimously, is just as soon as we can get this report done, we really ought to get it in the hands of the proper people.
Yesterday on this program, we spoke to Senator John McCain, who suggested that, sure, the 9/11 commission should get more time, but the report should maybe be delayed until January 2005, after the election.
Well, I understand that concern, and Senator McCain has been a tremendous ally. I mean, so I have nothing but praise for his work on this whole issue. But to hold a report that's going to be completed, or nine-tenths completed, during an election campaign, I think runs the risk of leaks, it runs the risk of misinterpretations, it runs the risk of getting what has so far been a totally nonpartisan commission involved in partisan matters. It runs the risk of holding recommendations that could be helpful to the country if they're implemented immediately. We need an extension, but I think if we get that extension, at least I would still before getting the report out to the public as soon as it's ready.
I know that you've said that the September 11 attacks were a time that, quote, we were asleep, opportunities were lost. And I wonder where you think the opportunities were lost mainly. Was this mainly an intelligence failure, or is this more a question of incompetence on the part of airline security, just failing to keep hijackers off the airplanes?
Well, I think we were asleep at all sorts of different levels. The intelligence agencies did not do their job in many cases. The Congress, who oversees those intelligence agencies, was asleep at the switch as well. The immigration agencies. We knew a lot of these weaknesses ahead of time, and we just didn't do anything about them. That's what I mean, the fact that we were asleep.
Former New Jersey Governor Thomas Kane is the head of a commission that's examining different kinds of failures before the September 11 attacks. Governor, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Just to be clear, Thomas Kane's commission is different from another investigation that's in the news. White House officials are saying today that President Bush will sign an executive order to approve an investigation into intelligence failures before the war in Iraq.